Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Zayin. We are going to begin the 13th perek of Maseches Yevamos today. We're getting a lot closer toward the end. We still have a few more prakim to go. The prakim break up pretty small at the end. But we're beginning the 13th perek. 13th perek is called Perek Beishama. It's all about Mi'un. It's all about the idea that even though a Ketana normally is Bereshus Aviya, her father can give her over for Kiddushin on a Doraisa level, could be Makabel Kiddushin for her, if she doesn't have a father, or she's what we call a Yisoma Bechaye Ha'av. Once she's already had Nisuin, the father no longer has rights to give her over for Kiddushin anymore in the future. So if her father no longer has the ability to give her over for Kiddushin, the mother and the brother have the right, midrabanan, to give her over for Kiddushin, but that only works on a derabanan level, and therefore she has the ability to undo it with something called miyun, where she can reject the entire marriage, and by her rejecting the marriage, she can walk away without a get. So we're going to discuss today, Be'ezus Hashem, four machlokas between, or maybe five machlokas between Beishamai and Beisilel, in the Mishnah that relate to the issue of Miyun and the procedure of Miyun and the guidelines of Miyun. On Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to give four different explanations of why, according to Beis Shammai, once you have Nisuin, you can't do Miyun. That's the first thing Beis Shammai says in the Mishnah, that you can, only Arusos can do Miyun, Nisuos cannot do Miyun. So we're going to have four different explanations on Amud Aleph as to why Beis Shammai would hold that once there is Nisuin with the Ketana, that necessarily precludes the possibility of Miyun. And then there's going to be Machlokas on Amud Beis, whether you could do Miyun Lizikaso. Can you do Miyun to only your husband, to the woman's husband, or even to a Zika? Let's say the husband dies and now there's a Yavam. Can she undo that Zika Liyibum by doing Miyun? And then the Gemara is going to have three different opinions about doing Miyun on one of the brothers. What the status is of that Miyun, what effect that has on the other brothers who also are facing the situation of potentially being Miyabim her. And then the Gemara is just going to go piece by piece into each of the machlokas in the Mishnah between Beisham and Beisilel. So let's see the Mishnah. It says Mishnah Beisham Yomri machlokas number one between Beisham and Beisilel. Beisham Yomri ein memalanin ella arusos. Only arusos can do miyun. Once a girl is in nesua, she's not going to be able to do miyun anymore. Beisilel omrim arusos u nesuos. Beisilel says not true. Both arusos and nesuos are able to do miyun. All the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, right over here, that this din that nesua, according to Beis Shammai, that only arusos can do miyun, that nesuos cannot do miyun, is only a din lechadchila. Even Beis Shammai would be moda that b'diavad, if a girl who's in nesua did miyun, that it would work. This is only a din lechadchila. The Rishonim just differ as to where the diuk in the Mishnah is that tells us how to be medayik from the Mishnah that this is only a din lechadchila, not a din b'diavad. The Ramban writes the raya is that it doesn't say arusos mima'anos nesuos einu nicholim l'mayin. It says ein mima'anin el arusos, but it never says that nesuos can't. It just says that only arusos can. So that tells you that nesuos also can. It just wouldn't be lechadchila. It would be b'diavad. The Ritva and the Meiri say no. The raya is from the lashon ein mima'anin. It doesn't say ein mima'anos. Ein mima'anin sounds like we're talking about men. What do you mean? Men don't do miyun. Women do miyun. So it sounds like, says the Meiri and the Ritva, that this is a din in the Beis Din, that we're not mekabel miyun from anyone. We don't allow. We don't. We the Beis Din do not encourage miyun from anyone who's not an arusa. From anyone who's in the suah, we wouldn't suggest miyun. But mimanos, if a girl wants to do the miyun and she's in the suah, it's still going to work. It's just that Beis Din wouldn't be encouraging of it. So that's how the Ritva is medayik from the lashon of the Mishnah. Tosarash is medayik from the fact that it doesn't say nesuos in mimanos. So it sounds like din lechadchila that arusos, that only arusos yimanu lechadchila. But again, the failure to say anything about nesuos. So similar to the Ramban. So says the Mishnah further. That's machlokas number one between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Machlokas number two, Beis Shammai omrim bebaal velo biyavam. Beis Hillel omrim bebaal ubiyavam. Beis Shammai says you can only do miyun on the baal, not on the yavam. Beis Hillel says you can do yibum on both miyun on both the baal and the yavam. Meaning, if her original husband dies, that her father and her mother and her brother had married her off to, and now she's faced with a Zika to his brother, you could do miyun on that guy as well, and that will also undo the entire the entire zika. It will undo the entire connection. So that's machlokas number two. Machlokas number three. Beishamai b'fanav u'besilam b'fanav v'shalo b'fanav. Beishamai says you can only do miyun in front of the guy, in front of the husband. Beisil says no, even if he's not around, you could do miyun even shalo b'fanav. This din also is only a din lechatchila that Beishamai is saying that it has to be b'fanav. But the Yavet, even Beishamai would be moda that the miyun could be done shalo b'fanav. That's how the Meiri writes and explains. The reason is because the whole kiddushe ketanas, the takanas chachamim, that the chacham, why would the chacham make such a takana that you could have kiddushe ketana by her mother and her brother giving over for kiddushin? It was so that to protect the ketana, the chacham made such a takana for her own good, for her own protection, so that someone will protect her, someone will watch over her, someone will care for her. She's nebuch an almana, she's not going to have a father to marry her off. So we institute a possibility of if an opportunity comes up that someone should be able to marry her off so that she'll be taken care of. So Beishamai holds that so long as it's possible to prevent miyun, it's better to prevent the miyun. The Chacham knew what they were doing. They didn't want her to do miyun. They wanted to stay with this marriage. So they made a takana that dafka b'fanav, because hopefully she'll be embarrassed to do the miyun b'fanav, and that way she won't do the miyun. Whereas Beis Hillel holds that since she doesn't want the miyun, the miyun is just a gilui milsa, so who cares whether the gilui milsa is b'fanav or shalom b'fanav? If she's not interested, she's not interested. So that seems to be the machlokas Beishamai Beis Hillel. Fourth machlokas, Beishamai omrim bebezdin, ubeisil omrim bebezdin v'shalom bebezdin. Beishamai says miyun can only be done in front of a bezdin. Beisil says it can be done both in front of a bezdin and not in front of a bezdin. Amru lahem beisil al beishamai. Now this sounds like a fifth machlokas. The beisil said to Beishamai, mima enes vihi ketana afilu dalid vehe pa'amin. She could continue to do miyun as a ketana if her mother and her brother keep giving her over for another kiddushin, she does miyun. And another kiddushin, she does miyun. It could keep on happening over and over again, even four or five times. So Beishamai doesn't like that. Amalam Beishamai ain benos Yisrael hefker. No, you can't make the benos Yisrael hefker that she's going to be given over to kiddushin to this guy and then to that guy and then to that guy. Elam ma'enes umam tenes such a tagdil v'timayin v'tinase. She does, if she doesn't want the first guy, she does miyun, and then nothing happens until she becomes a gedola. Then she does miyun again. The pasuk pshat in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss why that would be necessary. Then she does miyun again when she becomes a gedola, and then she can go get remarried. But until then, she doesn't get remarried. It's a one-shot deal that her mother and brother can give her over for kiddushin. That's the shita of the Beis Shammai. It is a little bit interesting that the last machlokas doesn't fit the format of the first four machlokos, or really of any machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in all of Shas. In every case where you have machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, first of all, Beis Shammai always comes first. That's what the Gemara says. We pass like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel are always magdimim divrei Beis Shammai lidivreihem. Beis Hillel always put Beis Shammai's words first, which means not only that they had the derech eretz to put Beis Shammai's words first, which may be a good reason to give them a midos award, but not a reason to paskin like them. It's the fact that makdim divrei Beis Shammai divrei means they carefully considered the shita of Beis Shammai before they even expressed their own shita. In general, when two people argue about something, if one of them considered the other person's side carefully before suggesting his own opinion, then that opinion is going to be much more well-informed opinion, because he's going to understand what the counterpoint would be and what the counter logic would be, and still formulates his own opinion. So Beis Hillel's makdim divrei Beis Shammai lidivreihem is indicative of how seriously Beis Hillel took divrei Beis Shammai. In fact, there's a whole list in Mishnayos Nedios where Beis Hillel had the honesty to say a number of times that Chazur Beis Hillel Horos Kedivrei Beis Shammai, a whole parak of Mishnayos Nedios where Beis Hillel, after holding an opinion, said, you know what, Beis Shammai is more correct, we're going to change our mind, we're going to do like the Beis Shammai, the most famous of which is the Chatzi Yavid Chatzi Ben Chorin, where Beis Hillel first said, what should you do with a guy who's a Chatzi Yavid Chatzi Ben Chorin? Probably he should work for himself one day, work for his master one day, and he'll keep switching off days. And Beis Shammai said, that's ridiculous, because then he's never going to be able to get remarried. And Beis Hillel said, you're right, that is ridiculous, we'll go with what you said, we'll go with what the Beis Shammai said. But anyway, so over here, this is this last case in the Mishnah, you have Beis Hillel starts off. It's Amr Lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Tana Fil Dal Vepam, and it's Beishameh that responds. And it's also all the other machlokas Beishameh Beisil, it's Beishameh Omrim, Beisil Omrim. Over here it's Amru Lahem Beisil Beishameh, like a conversation was already taking place and we're catching the conversation in progress. So what exactly is going on in this Mishnah? Those kashas are raised by the Achronim on the Mishnayis, the Tosyat and Lach Shlomo, on the sides of the Mishnayis. The Meiri explains that this machlokas is not an independent machlokas. It connects very much to the previous machlokas. Basil explains why it is in the previous machlokas that they hold that you don't need a bezin of smuchin. They say, how could it be you're going to need a bezin of smuchin? She's going to have to be memayin afilu arba v'chamisha pamim. So it's going to turn out that she's going to be memayin only in front of a bezin mumchin. It's going to be divrei chacham kechucha v'tlula. It's going to look like a joke. She keeps on running back to a bezin of smuchin, and they're going to keep on doing another miyun and another miyun. It's going to make the whole mice of bezin look ridiculous that she's constantly running back and forth. That none of this is. It's all a game. None of it is serious. So Beishameh responds, you're right. If it were true that she'd be allowed to do it over and over again, it would look kechuchavit lula if she had to do it in front of a bezin of smuchim. We hold she has to do it in front of a bezin of smuchim, and because she has to do it in front of a bezin of smuchim, it's a one-shot deal. You can't do it more than once. You can't keep going back and forth. So it's Beis Hillel speaks first over here, because Beis Hillel is emphasizing his point from the last machlokas. It's not a new machlokas. Beis Hillel saying to the Beis Shammai, if you're right that you have to do it in front of a bezin of smuchim, it's going to turn out funny. It's going to turn out that Basin is going to look ridiculous in this whole thing. So Beishameh responds, "You're right. If she could keep on going back and forth so many times, then Basin would look ridiculous. But I don't think that that's true that she could keep on going back so many times. It's only one time that she has the opportunity to do it." Okay, Zakt Gemara. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. My time with Beishameh. Going back to the first machlokas, Beishameh says that only Arusos could do miyun, not Nisuo. So a girl had Nisuin already, she's not able to do Miyun. So what's the reason for the Shita of Beis Shammai? Amud Aleph is going to be four different explanations of the Shita of the Beis Shammai, and really, not four explanations, it's not the whole Amud Aleph is not just for Shitas Beis Shammai, it's to explain the Machlokas, what the Nukudas HaMachlokas is between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel with regard to whether a Nisua is able to do Miyun. So Rida Mishmol just phrases it as my time at the Beis Shammai, but really it's going to be explanations of the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Number one, first explanation is Lefi she'ein tanai b'nisuin. That typically speaking, when one has nisuin, it's one cannot make a tanai, one cannot attach a condition to a nisuin. Vi'i nisua t'ma'ein. But if you're going to allow a nesua to do miyun, asi lememer yesh tanai b'nisuin, then people are going to think that you could even have a tanai by nisuin. So that's why we can't do miyun after nisuin according to Beis Shammai. That's why in Reman and Al Arusos, because it's going to make it look like there's a tanai b'nisuin. So says Mar nichnas al chupav lo nivela ma'ikal lememer. So what are you going to say about a case where it's nichnas al chupav lo nivela, where you had a chupa but you didn't have bia? Why in that case there should be a tanai that you can make over there, and still we can't do miyun in that case either. Lefi shein tanai b'chuppah. No, you can't make a tanai in the chuppah either. People take the chuppah very seriously also, and therefore a tanai cannot be made in the chuppah either. So if you can say that a katana the nichnasa chuppah v'lo nivela could do miyun, people are going to think that it was really a tanai. Meaning, what are people going to see? They're going to see that she walked away from the marriage, so without a get. So they're going to assume, how can a person ever walk away from a marriage without a get? It must be that the original Kiddushin was al Tanai. The Tanai wasn't met. There was a Tanai in the Kiddushin that this Kiddushin is only Chal if you jump up and down 10 times, if this stock hits that number, whatever. The Tanai doesn't get met, and therefore she could walk away because there was never a Kiddushin. That's what people are going to assume. They're not going to realize that it's Miyun. So says the Gemara, Masra Avlu Shluchei Abal Ma'ikal Meimer. Then why is it that you already can't do miyun once the father gives her over to the shluchei abal? In that case, there is certainly no din that there's no tanai. Tanai, that people are going to come to say that you could have a Tanai in the Mesira of the Av L'Shluchei Abal, that's fine. You can have a Tanai. There's nothing wrong with that. The reason there's no Tanai by Nisuin, the reason there's no Tanai by Chuppah, is because we assume that there's a certain level of Chiba, there's a certain level of closeness that a person would be mochel any sort of Tanai. That through a Bia of Nisuin, through a Chuppah, through such an event like that, we assume that a person is willing to overlook any Tanai that they may have originally placed. But there's no connection to the husband whatsoever with Mesiras Ha'av L'Shluchei Habal. The husband hasn't even met her yet. The father gave her over to the Shluchim of the husband. That you can have a Tanai. You're able to make a Tanai. So why can't you do Miun at that point once there is a Mesiras Ha'av L'Shluchei Habal? That counts as Nisuin. So why can't you do Miun? Says Mar Lo Plug Rabbanan. It's simply a Lo Plug. The easiest way to make the rule was that an Arusa can have Miun, and anyone who's not an Arusa cannot have Miun. Masar Ha'av L'Shluchei Habal is no longer just an Arusa, Memela she can't have Miun. That's the Shita of the Beis Shammai. But really what the Beis Shammai is based on is that Miun looks too much like a Tanai. Whatever you're going to do Miun on, people are going to think a Tanai would work for as well. Beis Hillel would respond, Mediyadi did Nisui Ketana, Drabanan Inhu. No one's going to think it's a Tanai. Everyone's going to know there's such a thing called Nisui Ketana, and that Nisui Ketana is only Midrabanan, and because it's only Midrabanan, she has the ability to be Mima'enes and to walk away. So good, she's being Mima'enes and she's walking away. Why would we assume that it has anything to do with Tanai? The Birchas Avram suggests that maybe the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil is fundamental to how we understand the mechanism of Miun. What exactly is this Miun? She comes and she says, I'm not interested in this marriage, and walks away. By what mechanism does that work? That normally doesn't work. The way to end a marriage is with a get, with a chalitza. How do you just walk away from marriage? Well, how does miyun work exactly? So one possibility is miyun works midin tanai. That the really she has no kiddushin on a daraisa level. This whole kiddushin doesn't really hold water midaraisa. The chamor misaken that there's going to be kiddushin over here for her own good, but maybe the chachamim built into the kiddushin of a ketana that it's only almanas that she's interested in the kiddushin. It's only almanas that she's in favor of it. And when she shows that she's not in favor of it, when she's mima'enes, she says, I don't want it, it's ki'ilu, the tanai wasn't fulfilled. The kiddushin was al tanai, that she approves. And now she doesn't approve, the tanai wasn't met. That's one way to understand how miyun works. The other way to understand it is that it's not begeder tanai, it's begeder akira. The chamor misakid, the katana, who had kiddushin, has the ability to uproot that kiddushin lemafreya, as if it's like afkeinu rabbanon lekiddushin. It's the ability, except instead of the rabbanon having that ability, they give her that ability to uproot the kiddushin entirely lemafreya. And that's maybe the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is like the first side that miyun is like tanai. So wherever you could do miyun, people are going to think, you could do tanai over here as well. So we allow miyun by a nesua, people are going to think we would allow Tanai by Yenesua, because Tanai is not just, it's not just that people are going to have a hard time figuring how the marriage ended. The mechanism that Miun works through is Tanai. So if they see Miun, they're going to think Tanai, whereas Beis Hillel says, Miun doesn't work through Tanai. Miun works so that they're okay the whole thing. That's what Beis Hillel says. May the Yadi de Nisua Kitana Drabanan inhu. They know that the Holy Suin is only Drabanan. So people are going to realize that it's its own separate thing, that since Drabanan were Masakin it, Drabanan gave her the right to walk away from it as well. So that's what the nature of Miun is. But that's all one explanation of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Second explanation of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Rabbi of Rav Yosef, Tarami Tarvayu, Time of Beis Shammai, Lufi Sheinod Moso Bi'ilaso, Bi'ilasnus. The reason that Beis Shammai holds that once you had Nisuin, you can no longer do Miun, is because once you had Nisuin, there's assumed to have been a Bia as well, and once a person has Bia, we don't want to make his Bia into a Bia's Nus. If she's going to walk away from this marriage, it would turn out that the Bia that they had was a Bia's Nus. Tosfos over here raises the question, Beis Shammai holds a person would not want to make their bia a bias nus. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin discusses Megarish Hasishto Valana Ima Bepundiki. What if a man divorces his wife and then he rents a hotel room with her? They stay together in the same inn. So Beis Shammai holds you don't need another get, because we assume, meaning the assumption is if they stayed in the same inn, that there must have Heine Neide Yichud, Heine Neide Bia, and up a Trabas Al Rais. We assume that they were together, that they were meant that they slept together. So Beis Shammai says, yeah, but you don't need another get just because they slept together, because we assume Adamos Abilas Abilas Nus. He just divorced her. He's not interested in being married to her. He was interested in sleeping with her. So he had Znus. Adamos Abilas Abilas Nus, whereas Beis Hillel holds, no, Tzrichei Menu Get. She needs another get, because we assume Ain Adamos Abilas Abilas Nus. He doesn't want his Bia to be his Nus. If he stayed in the same hotel room with her, then that was L'shem Kiddushin. Then he was trying to remarry her. So now you're going to need a new get. But the bottom line is, you see, Beis Shammai holds Adam Osa Bilas Abilas Nus. People are willing to make the Bia Bias Nus. And yet over here, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef explain that the logic of Beis Shammai not allowing Miyun from Nisuin is because Ain Adam Osa Bilas Abilas Nus, that a person would not make the Bia Bilas Nus. It also suggests that over there, he was just Megarish her, and then he had Yichud with her. So he was just Megaladas, that he's not interested in her. He just divorced her. So that's where we say, given the option of trying to figure out what this Bia was all about, it's hard to say that he was trying to marry her. He just divorced her. So it's most likely that he was also Bilas Abilas Nus. But over here, there's no Hochacha whatsoever that he's being Boel Hashem's Nus. Why would we assume that he's being Boel Hashem's Nus? He married this girl intending to marry her. He didn't know that later on she was going to go and be Mima'enes and walk away from the marriage and say, I'm not interested in you. So we assume that he does not want to make his Bia Bilas Nus, and no one is ever going to enter into such a marriage if after the Bia she could just walk away and Lemafreya turn all the Bios into a Bias Nus. No, we can't institute Miyun in such a case, because no one's ever going to want to do it then. No one's ever going to want to marry a Ketan in that kind of situation. That's how the Balei HaTosfos explain the difference, and it's a very big difference. One is Bilas Nus in the time that he's having the Bia. That's in Maseches Gittin. When he's having the Bia, he already realizes that this Bia could be a Bias Nus. Whereas over here, he's having the Bia at the time that she's Mekudeshes to him, that she's his wife, before she did any miyun. It's saying, no, the must be also bias nus means something else over here. That lemafreya, we don't want to turn the bia into a bias nus. Baruch Lener writes that which Beis Shammai says, ain't no, the must be also bias nus. And what he means is that he wouldn't do it b'fnei olam, that they're going to say that he was bo'el azona. But certainly he's not choshish for the iser, because he's doing al pi takanas and the bereshus chachamim. And that's what Beis Shammai holds, that someone's mekadesh ketana is worried that maybe she's going to be mema'enes, and everyone's going to say that he was bo'el Hashem's nos. Okay, nichnas l'chup of lo nivel ha'maikel meimer. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, the whole svar for the Beis Shammai is ain't no, the most bilas bilas nos. The whole svar for the Beis Shammai saying that you can't do miyun once she's already Nesua is because they already had Bia. What if they didn't have Bia? What if they just had Nichnas al Chuppah v'lonivala? They had Chuppah, but they didn't yet have Bia. So what's going to be the reason for the Beis Shammai to say that she can't do Miyun in that case? And so Gemara lo nichale to tavi Chuppah di Yisura. Even a Chuppah, people don't want a Chuppah of the Isser, of Bilas, a Chuppah that the Bia that would follow that Chuppah would be a Bias Nus, even if they never actually had that Bia. No one wants a Chuppah where the Bia would be a Bias Isser. That's a big question by Chuppas Nida, big machlokes rishonim, whether Chuppas Nida is a valid chuppah in the first place, but it's certainly not something that one would prefer, right? One doesn't want a chuppah where the chuppah is not a chuppah ru'uya l'biya. Ideally, we want a chuppah that's going to be a chuppah that's ru'uya l'biya. Masa av l'shluchei bal ma'ikel meimar. What would be the din? Then why then would Beis Shammai say you can't even do miyun after the father gave her over to the shluchei habal, where there wasn't even a chuppah, so there's no issue of bilas nus or of chuppah psula or anything like that? Why would Beis Shammai say not to do miyun in that case? Lo plug rabbanan. That's just a lo plug. The easiest way for the rabbanan to make this din was that an arusa could do miyun. And 99.9% of the cases where the girl is not an arusa, it's because there was either a bia or a chuppah. So the one case of masra av l'shluchei abal, that's not a bia, it's not a chuppah, that wouldn't be a problem. Beis Hillel would hold kivin dika kiddushin ksuba loss of the memer to be loss of bilas nus. Beis Hillel would say, what are you worried about bilas nus over here? There was kiddushin, there was ksuba. No one's going to think that there was a biasnus. The implication is that Beis Hillel says, we're not worried that the guy is going to, the Beis Hillel's understanding is, we're not worried that the guy thinks that his own bia is a biasnus. Of course it wasn't a biasnus. His whole concern is what other people will say. You can see that the girl walked away without a get, without a chalitza, without anything. So they're going to assume that there was never really a marriage, and they're going to assume that it was a biasnus. And Beis Hillel saying, no, no one's going to assume that way, because everyone knows that they had kiddushin, they had ksuba, so there must have been some mechanism by which she was released from the marriage. But at the time of the bia, it certainly was not a bias nus. The Gemara earlier on Nintasan Beis quoted the sheet of Rabbi Lazar that holds panoy abal panuya shalol shemishus makes her a zona, but his moda that a me'enes does not become a zona. So as machlokas rishonim, what the reason of Rabbi Lazar is that a me'enes does not consider that when a girl is me'enes, the bios that she had is not considered a bias nus. The Rashba says, because anyone who's nivela bi'ilas nisuin, even midrabanan, can't be called a bi'ilas nus. And the Ritva says, you're only considered a zona if you're not bo'el l'shem ishus. But anyone who's bo'el l'shem ishus, even though it's been nisbar afterwards that there never was any nisuin, that the nisuin never took hold, it's not called a bi'ilas nus. So anytime there's a bi'il l'shem ishus, it's not considered a bias nus. The Mishnah Melech writes that you can't bring a raya from the din of Mema'enes, because Mema'enes was a takanas chacham that they were masakin in nisuin. The chacham wouldn't make a takan of nisuin which would result in a bias nus. So the Mishnah Melech doesn't think that our sugya can be a proof to anything about a general bia, whether the bia would be a bias nus, whether a girl would become a zona. That how can you? He asked the kasha. How can you bring any raya from the case of Mema'enes? Mema'enes is obviously a totally different story because this was part of a takanas chachamim. But anyway, that was the second explanation of the machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel. Why it is that Beisham holds in the suah cannot do miyun? Third explanation of Papa Amar. Time of the Beishamim Mishum Piri, time of the Beisil Mishum Piri. Both Beishamim and Beisil were motivated by what's going to be the best way to deal with the husband's rights in the wife's peros while they're married. Time of the Beisham Mishum Piri, Diyamrin Suatimain, Shamad Vach Lumina, the Sof Sof Lemepak Kaima. If the husband gets the rights to his wife's Nechasim, and he knows that she could just walk away from the marriage at any time, he's going to destroy her properties. He's going to eat up all of her payrolls. He's going to use up everything that she has because he knows that it's only temporary. So he has no reason to invest in it, no reason to make it better. So he's going to ruin everything. And that's why once there's a nisuin, she can't walk away from the marriage. So that he will treat her property with more respect and with more care. And therefore, the chum said, there's no miyun after nisuin. But a Beis Hillel, adraba, kivin damer timayin ashbuchi meshabach luhu, savor di ilow, aitzila kroveha umafkila minei. No, this will provide him with motivation to invest properly in her nechasim. He'll make sure to take good care of it, because of the fact that he knows that there's always the threat looming that she could walk away and take all of her nechasim with her is going to make him want to make sure that those nechasim are good, that she wouldn't want to walk away. Because if he destroys her nechasim, he eats up all of her nechasim, her relatives are going to say, you know what, walk away from this guy, he's no good. So he doesn't want that to happen. He wants to be able to keep those nechasim, so he's going to do his best to take care of it. And that's why you could even have miyun after nisuin. It's more of a motivator. It's not something that's going to turn him off from investing properly. Rava Amar, fourth explanation of the machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, Hainu time of Beishamai Sheinodim Toreach B'Suuda Umafsida, that when it comes to nisuin, there is a suuda, and we don't want a person will not be toreach to make a proper su'uda and then lose it by the girl just walking away. So he's never going to make a proper su'uda for his nisuin if we allow a nisua to be mima'enes. In order to encourage him to make the proper su'uda for his nisuin, we say, don't worry, this is a good investment to make a wedding like this, because it's not something that she could just walk away from on her own easily. So that's why we make it that a nisua cannot be mima'enes. So Beis Hillel, Travayim Nichlu Kedei Lepukalayu Kala Di'ishos. Beis Hillel says, not still worth investing in a good su'uda, because everyone wants the word to get around that they're married. So as long as as long as the Suda accomplishes what it was meant to accomplish, that everyone's going to realize that they're married, so that enhances their reputation, and that's all they're worried about. It's not called that he's being mafsid the Suda just because she may walk away. The Suda, in the here and now, is accomplishing exactly what they needed to accomplish, that they're going to have a reputation as a married couple. So those are the four explanations of the first machlokes between the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The second machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai had said, Bebal v'lo biyavam, and Beis Hillel said, both Bebal u'biyavam. Beis Shammai said, you can only do miyun on the original husband that the mother and brother married her off to, but not on his yavam, not on the yavam if that husband dies. Beis Hillel says, no, you can even do miyun on the yavam. Amar Rabbi Oshia, mima'enes ma'amaro, ve'ina mima'enes l'zikaso. Rabbi Oshia says that according to Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to do miyun on the yavam, so what does it accomplish exactly when you do miyun on the yavam? Do you now not need chalitza if you did miyun on the yavam? Says Rabbi Oshia, no, it does not accomplish that. What it accomplishes is that normally if a yavam does ma'amer, if the yavam does a kiddushin midrabanan on the Yavama, so not only do you need chalitza, you need a get as well. Miyun will take care of the need for a get. You won't need a get anymore, but you're still going to need a chalitza. The zika is not really solved by the miyun. The only thing that's solved by the miyun is a kiddushin midrabanan. Just like when the mother brother gave her over for a kiddushin, that's a kiddushin midrabanan. Miyun solves that. So his maimer that he does on her, the miyun will solve the maimer, which is a kiddushin midrabanan. But miyun will not solve the actual zika. Amar Rav Chisda, my time in Rav Oshia, why is it that miyun will solve the maimer but not the zika? Maimer de midaita matya akra. The maimer, which is she had to approve of it, she had to be interested in it, so she has the ability to be okay. Zika de bal karcha lo matya akra. But zika happened automatically. Her husband died and the zika was created. It wasn't something that she did, and therefore she's not empowered to be okay the zika. Vahare bia de bal karcha asked the Gemara, but when Yavam sleeps with her, that's bal karcha. Yavam Yavol is even bal karcha, and nevertheless, umatya akra, she could still be okerit that she's not going to need a get from that bia because she could be mema'enes be yavam, right? So according to the Beis Hillel, ela bia ma'aymer dehuka avid matzi akra. Now the difference is both bia and maimer, where he's doing something, she could be okerit. Zika derachmana rama Allah lo matzi akra. But zika, which no one does, zika just happens. Zika is just the husband dies and therefore creates this connection between her and the brother-in-law, so that she cannot be oker. Ula Amar, so that was all Roshia. Ula Amar mima'enes af lezikaso. Ula says when she does miyun, it works to take care of the zika as well. It doesn't only take care of any mimer that he had done, it takes care of the zika as well. My taima, nisui kamoy ka'akra. Because when she's doing miyun, she's really uprooting her first marriage, the marriage to the brother. So it turns out that there never was a zika because she was never married to this guy's brother. That's why the miyun is going to work. Esve Ravalula, so Rav Asanula, Kol Sheyichol Lema'in V'lo Miyana, Tzarasa Chaletzas V'lo Misyavemes. Whenever a girl could do miyun, meaning whenever the girl only has Kiddushim Midrabanan, let's say a girl is an erva to the Yavam, but she could have done miyun and she didn't do miyun, she only had a Kiddushim Midrabanan to the brother in the first place, so the other tzaros have to do chalitza but don't do yibum. Why do they have to do chalitza but not yibum? They can't do yibum because she's their tzaras erva. One of the women who was married to the deceased was an erva to the yavam, so there's no zika on the daraisa level. But they're still going to require a chalitza because her kiddushin in the first place, that erva's kiddushin in the first place, was only a kiddushin midrabanan, wasn't a kiddushin midaraisa. So on a daraisa level, the tzaros still need to be dealt with. The tzaros still need something. So that's why they do chalitza. But vamai, timayin hashta. But according to you, Ula, that a girl could even do miyun, and that will take care of the zika, why can't we just tell the erva, who only had a kiddushin midrabanan, do the miyun right now. It's not too late to do the miyun. You could do the miyun right now, and that will uproot the nisuin you had with the first husband, and then the tzara will be able to do yibum. So why do we just assume that the tzara can only do chalitza and cannot do yibum? If we have a way to undo the marriage with the erva, the marriage midrabanan with the erva, let the tzara then be able to do yibum. Says Gemara, tzara's erva shiny. A tzara's erva is different. Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, miyana bibal mutaris la'aviv, biyavam asura la'aviv. If a girl does miyun on her husband, she is then allowed to marry the husband's father, because it's as if she was never married to him. Miyun makes it that they were never married. But if the husband dies and she only does miyun on the yavam, she waits till she's in the situation of yavam and then she does miyun on the yavam, then she's not ever going to be allowed to marry the father. Why? Alma b'shas nefila niris kekalaso. Because if when the husband dies, when she was nofel, when she had the zika, when she was nofel the yibum, it looked like it was his daughter-in-law. So achanami b'shas nefila niris ketzaras bito. So over here also, where the girl who has a kiddushim midrabanan is an erva, is the daughter, let's say, of the yavam, so at the shas nefila, the other wives look like etzaras bito. So even though enochinami, on a daraisa level, she can uproot the whole thing. I mean, enochinami, she has the ability to uproot the whole thing and make it that she was never married to the first husband, but it doesn't look good. It looks like it's etzaras bito. And that's why it's no good. Now the Gemara doesn't have three opinions. What if there are multiple brothers? Amarav, miyana bazeh, asur lezeh. If she does miyun on one of the brothers, she's asur to the other ones. Midadava balas haget, just like a girl who would receive a get. Balas haget lav kiven ditzra luchad itzra luhu lekulu hachinami lo shna. Just like a balas haget, if she were to be asur to one of them, she'd be asur to all of them. So over here also, it's no different. So if you have a case where there are many brothers that are roi to do yibum, and she was mimayin on one of them, and she wasn't able to do yibum on that one, she's asura to be miyavim to any of the other brothers as well, because it's similar to one of the brothers giving her a get. The halacha is, if one of them gives her a get, since one of them does that maisa of severing the ties with her, giving her a get, she becomes asura to do yibum with all the other brothers as well. So this is the same thing. Miyun accomplishes the same thing that a get accomplishes. That's opinion number one. That's Rav. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Miyana Bazev, she does Miyan on one of the Yavamin, she becomes Asur to him, but Muteris Lazeh, she's still Muter to the other brothers. Velodamya Labalas Haget, it's not at all similar to one of the Yavams giving her a get. The reason that Miyun is not similar to a get is Balas Haget, who Dukavid Ba. The Balas Haget, the Yavam, is the one that did a Maisa on her. He gave her a get, and therefore he passed her on the other brothers, because by giving her a get, he's showing that he wants to asser her on all of them. Because if he only wanted to asser her on himself, he wouldn't have done anything. He wouldn't have given her a get, and he would have just kept her in Aguna. He just wouldn't have married her. He wouldn't have done anything. But the fact that he gave her a get shows that he's interested in assering her on everybody else. But hacha by miyun, hika of the bay, she's the one that did miyun on him. So da amra lo rayana bach velo tzaviana bach, that she said, and the way the miyun is phrased, we'll see later on in the Mishnah in today's daf, we'll probably get to it tomorrow, that she says, I'm not interested in you, I don't want to be with you. And the implication is, yeah, it's you that I have a problem with. Your brothers I'm okay with. I don't have a problem with any of your brothers. So that's Shmuel's opinion. Third opinion, Ravasi says, Miyana bezeh, mutaris afilu lo. If she's mima'enis to one of the Yavamin, she's mutar even to him, even to the guy that she did miyun on. The miyun has absolutely no effect whatsoever. That sounds like Raboshia. Ravasi sounds like he's explaining like Raboshia, that the miyun is not going to be chal on the zika at all. All miyun does is it could take care of a mimer, but the miyun is going to do nothing to the zika. So if all they have is a zika and she shows up and she's mimayin to one of the brothers, it doesn't really help because it doesn't do anything. The zika is still going to be there. That must be what Ravasi holds, like Raboshia. Says Gemara, no, you don't have to say Ravasi holds like Raboshia. Ravasi really holds bechad yavam hachinami de matziakra. When there's only one yavam, she can be okay the zika. zika, not like Rav Hoshea. The miyun is able to take care of the zika. Hacha b'shnei yevamin askinan. Over here, we're talking about where there are multiple brothers, and the reason Rav Asi holds in the miyun is not going to work to even aser her on one of them, on the one she did the miyun on, is de'ein miyun l'chatzi zika. You can't do a miyun to a half a zika. When there's only one brother, the entire zika is between him and her. So she could do a miyun on that zika. But when the zika spread out over a whole bunch of brothers, she does a miyun on one guy. That's not going to solve the whole zika. The zika is spread out amongst a bunch of different brothers. Kiyasa, Ravin Amar, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Rabbi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said the name Rabbi Yochanan, Miyun abezeh mutaris la'achim. She does miyun on one of the brothers, she's mutar the other brothers. Lo hodulo, and the chacham weren't moda. So man lo hodulo, who wasn't moda to this? Amar Abai Rav. Rav wasn't moda to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rav holds that if she's mien to one of them, she's usher to all of them. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, she's muta to all the brothers. Rava Amar Rabbi Hoshea. That Rabbi Hoshea is the one that was not moda to Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Rabbi Yochanan sounds like she's mutaris to kol ha'achim, even to the one that she was mimain, like Rabbi Hoshea says, Rabbi Hoshea was the one that she's mutaris to him as well. Maybe Rav Hoshea was one that said that the miyun doesn't accomplish anything in terms of the zika, but from Rabbi Yochanan it sounds like only when there are many brothers and she was mima'enes to one of them, that's where the miyun is not going to be effective, because ein miyun l'chatzi zika, like Rav Asi said. But if it was only one yavim, then it sounds like Ravin sounds like the miyun will be effective. So that's where Rav Hoshea is not moded to that. V'armi la Rav Asi, and some say it's Rav Asi that's not moded to Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan is to the achim, meaning she's the heter is only to the other brothers, but not to the girl not to the guy that she actually did miyun to. Rav Asi holds that the heter is even going to be to the guy that she did the miyun on. Next machlokas in the Mishnah, Bishami or Bifanav. Bishami had said that the miyun has to be done Bifanav. Beisil says no, even if the guy's not there, she could do the miyun shalom Bifanav. Tanya Amrulam Beisil Bishami Velo Pishon Agamal Miyana Ishto shalom Bifanav. What about Pishon Agamal? Who is this guy who's a camel driver? And the wife did miyun when he wasn't there, and we said that that was okay. He was a bad guy. He did things that weren't nice, so we acted to him in a not nice way. So that's why we allowed such a miyun. This is a raya, obviously, that the din of bifanav in Beishamay's view is only the chachila, because b'diavad they allowed it shalom bifanav when the guy deserved it. But wait, there's another problem over here. The fact that he was achal piri, that's what it means that he acted in a not nice way. He was destroying all of her property. He was destroying her entire estate. So, but that sounds like they already had nisuin. But I thought Beishamay holds that once there's nisuin, you can't do miyun. So it's more trei kitri avdube. Yeah, sometimes when a guy does a bad thing, we'll throw the book at him and we'll do things against him, even if it goes against our better judgment on two issues. So that's what's going on over here. We did it shalom b'fanav, and we did it even after nisuin because the guy deserved it. That's always an interesting question: what the gedder of because the guy deserved it is. When do we say that if someone did an avera, we're going to break our normal rules and we're not going to follow the normal takanos? Beishamay Rambam b'fnei Beizin. Beishamay says it has to be done dafka in front of Beizin. Tanas mechalitza v'aminu b'shlosha. Mishnah says that chalitza and miyun has to be done with a beis din of three judges. The first Mishnah, Masech Sanhedrin, is where it goes through all the numbers of judges that you need for different halachos. So miyun, and we said you need three. Mantana, Amrav Beishamayi. So Rabbi says that sounds like it's going like Beishamay. The first Mishnah, Sanhedrin, the Mishnah earlier in this Masechta is all Beishamay. Abay Amrav Filutim Beis Hillel. No, I can't say all these stam Mishnayos are Beishamay. They're even going like Beis Hillel. Akal Lokan Beis Hillel El Delo Binun Mumchin. Beis Hillel just says you don't need mumchin, you don't need a beis din of experts, but you still need to throw together a beis din. Grab three guys after shul, put together a beis din, and that's the kind that, that's what you need. Kintani Beishamay b'fnei beis din, Beis Hillel b'fnei beis din, Shlomo b'fnei beis din. Beishamay says you need b'fnei beis din. Beis Hillel says no, it doesn't have to be b'fnei beis din. Ve'elu ve'elu modim shesar shlosha. You don't need b'fnei beis din, but everyone holds you at least need three judges. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, machshirim b'shnayim. They say even two is good enough. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nimi, Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha kol sa'azug, that we paskin that even two would be good enough. Many of the Rishonim have a girsa Ein halacha kos hazug, which obviously may have a little bit of an impact if you say it that way. B'shamay omrim t'mayim. So then we have final machlokas. B'shamay had said at the fourth machlokas in the Mishnah, or was this the third? No, B'shamay said that she could do miyun only. Right, this was the fifth machlokas rather, where B'shamay said it's only one shot deal. You can't do it four or five times. So B'shamay says t'mayim, and when she gets older, she'll be m'ma'enis again, and then she can get married. Why, when she gets older, does she have to be ma'anis again? No, what happens is when she gets older, she just acknowledges that the original miyun was something that she approves of. Ula amar tarti katani. Ula says, no, what we're saying is she has two options. Either she could be me'enis now and then wait till she grows up and then have an erisin, or she could do miyun and then have a nisuin, and once she has a nisuin, there's no risk of another miyun when she's a katana, because once she's a nisua, Beishamai holds there can't be any more miyun. According to Ula, it makes sense that it has a lashon ad shetagdil v'tinase. El Shmuel ad shetagdil v'tomar mibayilei. But according to Shmuel, it should be ad shetagdil v'tomar, because according to Shmuel, that's the whole idea, is that she's going to say rotsani. So says Mar Kasha, yeah, it's difficult to read according to Shmuel. Okay, but Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom.